This is Scott Becker with the Scott Becker Business Podcast. This is our update of business news for October 29th, 2020. Very quick update. Today is the tale of multiple different economies in the United States. I'll give you a quick breakdown. Technology is up. Technology companies, Samsung, record device sales, great device sales, had a great quarter. Microsoft, rising cloud revenues. Again, the cloud business up 48% this last quarter. Pinterest, the social media site, also a terrific quarter, but it does attribute some of that to the fact that some of this will reduce after the election and so forth. The auto industry also had a magnificent quarter. And what you're really seeing is the allocation of dollars by consumers to certain places versus others. Fiat Chrysler had a record quarter, $2.7 billion in profits. General Motors also had a terrific quarter, its best margins in 5 years, and a lot of reasons for that. So technology and the auto industry both had terrific quarters. What was down? Boeing announced that it's having more layoffs, cutting 11,000 more jobs, and it's really indicative of the hospitality and travel industry really being in a debacle. Obviously, we reported the other day, 33% plus of restaurants may close. Travel, hospitality, restaurants, all a debacle. Other quick business news, great earnings from UPS, though it did say that its biggest margin in the United States, that earnings margins were compressed, but both revenues and earnings were up. Harley Davidson had a terrific quarter. Again, people spending on certain things and not others, not spending on travel, hospitality, or restaurants, but spending on themselves and cars and vehicles and automotives. So Harley profits and revenues up. The revenues delivered less motorcycles, but a much more streamlined operation. So profits way up, number of vehicles delivered a little bit lower. Finally, conglomerate GE, one of America's great names, looks like it may be turning the corner. GE, for all the shrinking it's done, is still a $70 to $80 billion company a year. It, this past quarter, projected that it will have positive cash flow of $2 to $3 billion in the fourth quarter. This would be a tremendous feather in the cap of CEO Larry Culp, who has helped to turn around GE after coming to GE a couple years ago. So magnificent news for GE. Again, technology, autos, great quarters, Boeing, travel, hospitality, horrendously challenging, and some other notes, UPS, Harley-Davidson, GE, all making headway. Thank you very much for listening. Any questions, please text me, 312-399-0774. Thank you.